Humility, Part 2, Fright and Flight. The happy, peaceful flock had been transformed into a fearful, tense brood of chickens overnight. Royal the rooster had unnerved every last hen in the chicken yard with his harsh demands. Before the hens could settle down for the night, he had them line up in rows of five and stand facing his throne, the table with the mirror on it. He made clear his expectations of each hen. You will lay your egg no later than 6:40 each morning. They must be large, without a crack, and perfectly oval. I will begin inspections at promptly 6:45 a.m. Any egg that is not up to par will be pecked open and left for the farmer to discard. Do I make myself clear? The chickens shivered and nodded. Dismissed! Shouted Royal. The flock climbed the ramps that led to their sleeping areas. The farmer had created two elevated platforms, one on the right and one on the left, with an aisle in between, so he could easily collect the eggs. Each platform was 3 feet high and padded with lots of straw. He had even built nesting boxes, one for each hen in which to lay her eggs, 15 on one side and 15 on the other. It was very cozy. But no chicken felt cozy last night. They quivered and quaked, fretting over the egg they were commanded to lay. Henrietta worried to the point of plucking numerous feathers from her underside. I'll be the worst egg layer here. My eggs are already small, and now everyone will make fun of me. I'll probably step on it. What would Royal do to me? She buried her head in the straw and cried. Horse was very concerned. He had always taken a few minutes each evening to settle the hens with a story or a song. He understood that they were nervous creatures and did his best to help them relax. Last night he encouraged them by reminding them of the farmer's approval of their work. He repeated a poem he made up until they calmed down somewhat. The eggs you laid this morning made the farmer smile. Remember what he spoke while he strutted down the aisle? Such a lovely flock of chickens, I could find no better. Your eggs are almost perfect, and I'm happier than ever. The farmer has been very pleased with you, and that's all that matters, said Horse, doing your best for him. Some of the flock did fall asleep. Others stopped their quaking and quieted down. But many were still very worried about what Royal would think, especially Henrietta. Royal crowed just before the sun peeked over the horizon. Every hen grew stiff with fear. Inspections begin in 45 minutes, squawked the newcomer. Horse repeated his poem and softly whickered as he strode up and down the aisle, reminding them all of the beautiful eggs they had produced for the farmer. His large presence and gentle encouragement were reassuring, and it did help many hens to relax enough to lay some fine eggs. But it was obvious that their nerves had taken a toll on their ability to produce. At 6:45, Ryle climbed the ramp. "Move to the side of your eggs for inspections," he bellowed. Each hen held her breath, hoping that he would approve, though it was no use for those who had imperfect eggs. He said no kind words to those whose eggs were acceptable, but he had plenty to say to those who failed. "Ha! You call that an egg? It's more like a gumball." Peck, peck went his sharp beak. "Clumsy white leg! There's cracks all over this one!" Peck, peck. And then he saw Henrietta. "Well, bird brain, where's your egg?"
I couldn't. Please,"
is all Henrietta could get out before Royal took aim. His beak flashed. His eyes squinted. His target was Henrietta's head. He arched his neck back to deliver a deadly blow, but just before he struck her, Horse thrust his nose between them. Henrietta squawked and took flight, along with all the other terrified hens, into the chicken yard. Horse winced in pain.
"It looks like your inspections are over," he said softly. Royal glared at him in amazement. He returned to his throne, but not without first glancing back to see Horse's tears.